CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Black Label presents Heavy Montreal, the heaviest festival in Canada. Back for a 10th edition. 2 days of rock and metal. July 27th and 28th, outdoors at Parc Jean Drapeau. Witness Slayer perform their last show in Quebec ever. Performances by Ghost, Godsmack, Evanescence, Slash, Anthrax, Steel Panther, Killswitch Engage, and many more. 40 bands playing 4 stages on a festival site that you have to see to believe. Festival passes are on sale now. Visit HeavyMontreal.com. Produced by Avenco.
Hey guys, before we get into the episode, I want to thank all our patrons on Patreon. You too can be a supporter of this show by joining me on Patreon. I'd like to thank John for sending in the recent PayPal donation. Thank you for that, John. John Chandler, that is, somebody who's supported me many times before. So thanks again, John. I don't take it lightly. I always appreciate a PayPal donation. I always appreciate somebody joining us on Patreon. And I love it when my ad service, the mid-roll, brings in an advertiser here and there, which is rare. But when they do, it is always financially a great thing for the show. So again, my name is Mark Striegel, and as you know, I host this show, Talking Metal. And in order to keep this show going, guys, we're going to need the help of some great advertisers. And we want to make sure that these advertisers are ones that you actually want to hear about, which means we need to learn more about you to make that possible. So please go and take this survey. It's at podsurvey.com/metal, podsurvey.com/METAL. It's quick, it's anonymous, and it will help us get to know you better so we can make sure we're bringing advertisers who are relevant to you. And we want to make sure that we're saying yes to advertisers that you care about. You know what I mean? So once again, go complete this survey. It's at podsurvey.com/talkingmetal. It's a quick survey, and you can even choose to enter for a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Terms and conditions apply. Again, that's podsurvey.com/metal. Thanks for your help, guys. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and
anything else we feel like.
We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started. Here's an old classic that sounds just as good today as it did when we were kids.
Yeah! and secrecy they've infiltrated all.
Warning album, man. The dogs start fighting as soon as I turn on the microphones. It's like,
stop.
Okay. Yeah, so I got Ozzy the dog and Pearl the dog, and I swear to God, whenever I start talking into the mic, they start fighting. So I gotta take Pearl on her daily 2-mile walk to burn her out. I got a crazy day, which I'll tell you about. But where was I? Sorry, guys. The Warning album by Queensryche. Man, those guys were barely out of their teens when they did that record. And listen to that song, Before the Storm, which was on side two of the vinyl of that album, which I had and loved. Man, it's deep, man. That's a pretty there's complex stuff going on in that song. Wow. Such a genius band, in my opinion. And I've been on a Jeff Tate kick lately, and man, going back and revisiting his old stuff like that is always a treat for me. I haven't heard that song in forever, and I chose that song because, let's face it, I've been slacking here, guys. I'm so sorry. And I know that this is the talking metal calm before the storm. Get it? The song was Before the Storm. Yeah. So interviews are kicking in again. I know we did an interview last week that Steven Saylor helped hook up with Gaslight Gasoline Outlaws. Hope you enjoyed that. But listen, this is the calm before the storm. We got through all the M3 stuff that I posted mostly on YouTube. Now we are gearing up for Heavy Montreal. It's happening, guys. And Emily and I will be heading up to one of our favorite cities in North America, Montreal, in Quebec, up there in Canada. And the festival is just fantastic. So many great bands. Ghost, Slayer, Evanescence, Slash, Anthrax, Killswitch Engage. Do you see Howard just got back on stage with Killswitch Engage? I haven't followed Killswitch since Howard left. And maybe I should. They're one of those, you know, New England metalcore bands that I really did like for a brief period of time. They had some really great stuff, man. Killswitch Engage. But loved seeing that Howard was back on stage with them. John and I once had dinner with Killswitch Engage before they played a show at Long Beach Arena out in California. And we had awesome Mexican food. I remember it well. And cameras were filming us as we ate with those guys having dinner. Search it. You might be able to find it on YouTube somewhere. I don't know. It was for our TV show. We were once famous. Talking Metal was once famous. We had a TV show called Talking Metal on Fuse. It was pre That Metal Show. I always thought That Metal Show was inspired by it, but, you know, different people have different opinions. Jeff, the producer of That Metal Show, always told me it was, but I'm sure the guys who hosted That Metal Show thought that it wasn't, which it was, That Metal Show was a very different thing, but yeah, there was a whole backstory behind that. Maybe I'll go into that again sometime. I think I've done it on previous podcasts many, many, many years ago, but I'm so lost here. I'm just going off on a tangent. Yeah, I actually ended up having the pleasure to work on That Metal Show, which was a much more enjoyable experience than actually having my own Talking Metal TV show on Fuse. No disrespect to the people at Fuse, but yeah, there was a lot of behind the scenes shit with that, and the people at Fuse were, we had these great ratings, and then the guy who, Eric Sherman, I think his name was, who had brought us to Fuse, he got fired, and all his shows like Talking Metal on Fuse and Dance Off, Pants Off, got all canceled, even though they were getting great ratings because they wanted to redo it and go more hip hop. So there you go. And then simultaneously, VH1 gave the green light to That Metal Show. And we'd originally pitched Talking Metal to VH1. And then the people who were at VH1 went over to Fuse and they were like, remember that show you pitched us at VH1? Let's do it over here. Yeah, it was a big mess. And then VH1 got ticked and blah, blah, blah. It's a long story. But anyways, yeah, I'm totally out of my mind here, off on a tangent. And it's because I haven't had my coffee yet, believe it or not. It's morning time here, recording this on July 11th. So Before the Storm by Queensryche. I am taking that as it's the calm before the storm because we're heading up to Heavy Montreal. So Talking Metal, I know it's been mellow the last couple weeks, last three weeks. We kind of been in some downtime here, just playing music, not doing a lot of interviews. But I'm doing an interview later today. And I actually have a job interview today. I started a new job and I might go to this other job. I'll fill you in on that in some other podcast. So the interviews, I'm going to be doing tons of interviews. Corey Glover of Living Color is coming up. Got a cool band that's on Metal Blade, which I'm interviewing later today. Stay tuned for that. Patrick, I think you know who I'm talking about. Patrick, one of our Patreons, suggested this band, and I love them. They're great. Thank you, Patrick. Patrick Schwartzman, right? So, yeah, so stay tuned for that. And then we're heading up to Heavy Montreal to interview just dozens and dozens of bands. So all that stuff will be coming to you here on the podcast and on the YouTube page. Like, if you're wondering where some of the M3 interviews ended up that I didn't put on the actual podcast, they're on the YouTube page. Go subscribe to my YouTube page. Content going up there almost every day. YouTube.com/talkingmetal. So in the song Before the Storm, played because this is the calm before the storm on Talking Metal, the calm before we do crazy amounts of interviews. In that song, there's a lyric that says freedom of choice. And that made me think of Fu Manchu's cover version of the Devo song, Freedom of Choice. Speaking of Fu Manchu, they will be at Heavy Montreal. Come hang out with Emily and I up at Heavy Montreal. Who knows, maybe we'll even hook up with these guys for an interview at Heavy Montreal. I would love that. But in the meantime, here is Fu Manchu covering Devo here on Talking Metal. Choice by Fu Manchu, a band that will be appearing at this year's Heavy Montreal. Be sure to check out Heavy Montreal, fly to Canada, fly to Montreal, meet up with Emily and I. We will be there both Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be crazy. We're catching Maiden in Brooklyn that Friday, and then we fly out to Heavy Montreal the next morning, and we'll go straight to the venue, and we'll be there most of the day Saturday and all day Sunday, fly back to New York on Monday. So it's going to be a whirlwind. I cannot wait. Hopefully a lot of good content coming out of Heavy Montreal, which we always get so much great stuff from them. Some of it will be here on the podcast. Some of it will be on the YouTube page. And Fu Manchu at this year's Heavy Montreal, along with Slayer, Ghost, and Anthrax, Quiet Riot, Steel Panther. So many great bands will be up at Heavy Montreal this year. Hope to see you there. Cool. And if you want free tickets, go to today's show notes at talkingmetal.com for this episode and just click through the link over to the Heavy Montreal website and we will give you some free passes to attend Heavy Montreal. I hope you take advantage of those. And remember to also go to podsurvey.com/metal and fill out that survey I mentioned at the beginning of the episode. I'd appreciate that. Here's a little Vessel of Light here on Talking Metal.
I need a
vessel of light, son of man, a song that I think should have been a major hit, man. That song is so catchy. So catchy. Great stuff. Son of Man. Yeah. Some of the guys in that band are out of Jersey. Some are out of Ohio. Ex-member of Overkill in that band. Yeah, such great stuff. Check out Vessel of Light. And they do have some live gigs coming up. One in the New York City area, I know, which I hope to make, although I've got Heart tickets that same night, so I'm not sure what's going to happen. Vessel of Light, great band. So definitely check them out. Go buy that song on Amazon Music, stream it on Spotify, iTunes, whatever. Is iTunes even around anymore? I guess they've revamped it. Now it's, you can't get podcasts there anymore. I don't know. I got to look into that, but whatever. Okay, so we're going to do one more song and call it a day. Again, this is, again, I'm calling this the Calm Before the Storm episode, the storm of many, many interviews coming your way here on Talking Metal and, of course, on my YouTube channel. Just yesterday posted an interview with Steve Brown, a New Jersey guitar player who sometimes plays with Def Leppard. He plays in Tokyo Motor Fist with my good friend Chuck Berge, this drummer who plays with Billy Joel. I've gotten to be good friends with Chuck. He and I text all the time. I don't know why, but I'm suddenly friends with all these legendary drummers. Like yesterday, I'm getting texts from Carmine Appice. I'm getting texts from Chuck Berge, who I saw play a sold out show at Madison Square Garden. He plays with a guy, maybe you've heard of him, Billy Joel. He also played with Ritchie Blackmore for a while and Rainbow. And he played on that first Bon Jovi record. That's him on the drums on a lot of those songs, or maybe all those songs on that first Bon Jovi record. So yeah, Chuck is a great guy and he's friends with Steve Brown. That's where I was going with this. So anyways, Steve Brown, a good interview that I did with him is now posted in the video format on my YouTube page. So go check that out. And on that note, let's end it with some new Saint Vitus. Leo from Alaska. I love Leo. You know, Leo, I hope you enjoyed that Fu Manchu. Are you into them? They're kind of doomy, right? Kind of stoner rock. So we're going to end with some new Saint Vitus. I have not heard the new Saint Vitus, but Leo said he is listening to it. And to me, if Leo is listening to it, that means it's probably good, because everything Leo suggests to me is awesome. And Leo is one of our dear patrons on Patreon. Leo, I appreciate you supporting us there for sure. And let's see, I'm just going to pick a track, Leo. I haven't heard the new Saint Vitus, so let me just pick a track. Let's do it. This is called Bloodshed. I hope this is a good one. Again, I haven't heard it, but I love Saint Vitus. So much great stuff was released by them through the years. And really revolutionary band going way, way back, many, many decades at this point, right, Leo? What, like 35 years at this point? Again, this is Bloodshed off the brand new Saint Vitus record, self-titled. Saint Vitus by Saint Vitus. Again, the song is Bloodshed. Check it out with me right here on Talking Metal, and then go purchase it on Amazon Music. All right, guys, use our Amazon links to do that, okay? Thanks, guys. Talk to you next time. Be back with an interview real soon.